We are joined this morning by Mr. Mark Ackerman, and you are doing all the roads in Baldwin County. What's your official title, sir?
I'm the Assistant County Engineer for the County Commission, but my role is Team Leader of the Highway Department for Baldwin County.
Okay, Team Leader of the Highway Department for Baldwin County. And that means that if there's a road here, you're involved with it.
If it is a county-maintained road, that is correct. We work hand-in-hand with a lot of municipalities as well because our projects affect everyone around us. And so we always try to have good lines of communication with all of our partners out there in Baldwin County.
Okay, and there's a lot of them because each municipality has their own little set of roads. The feds have their roads. The county has their roads. And you've got everything that isn't involved with any of them, too.
That's correct. We're kind of the interlinking roadway networks that connect the cities to the state roadways and the communities and the residents all together. So we kind of look at ourselves as kind of the interconnections, the bridging between the municipalities and the state.
Okay. So what are some of the things that we've got that you're working on now and some of the things that you have coming up in the future?
Well, the County Commission is focused on interconnectivity and trying to expand our existing corridors as well as improve ones that we already have that are used a lot by residents. Our goal is to try and build up these corridors and give our residents options so they're not completely dependent upon the state routes. We get very busy during the tour season.
Oh, yeah.
So right now, some of the major corridors we're looking at are the County Road 64 corridor, which ties Loxley from 59 all the way in, comes out at Target on Highway 98 in Daphne.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at three-laning a large portion of that corridor, starting at Fish River, going all the way to State Highway 181. So we're currently going through our right-of-way acquisition. That's where we'll go through and see how much land we need to widen the roadways.
Okay.
And so we're working with the property owners along that route to acquire right-of-way. We're under design, so we have engineers already engaged in designing the roadway, the drainage, the utility relocations. And that's a big part of what we do. A lot of times people don't understand why a roadway takes so long, but with all the utilities that are already out there in the rights-of-way, anytime we widen a roadway, we have to get all those utilities out of the way before we can even start our project. So we'll see a lot of work start before we can even break ground on the roadway. That's one of our top priorities right now is the County Road 64 corridor. It's a pretty sporty. It's about a $15 million project. We're still working on getting all the funding lined up, but we've made a lot of progress on it. The second major corridor that we're looking at and working on is the extension of County Road 65. Now that's a great corridor because it begins in kind of the Gulf Shores Bon Secours area, runs mm-hmm. north and south, and has the potential to reach Robertsdale. And if we could get this whole corridor opened up, what it will give us is another north-south major collector for our residents to depend upon to get to work, to get to school, to get to the shops and the businesses along that route. And it's great because it has the potential to connect Bon Secours, Gulf Shores, Foley, Summerdale, the county, Robertsdale, and then the Marlow, Alberta, all the other communities that kind of feed into that same little corridor.
Well, yeah, that's a big one, and that's one I was actually going to ask you about because my wife and I use that one all the time.
Yes.
She works down in Gulf Shores. I work there in the fall at our sister station, Sunny 105.
Yes.
Doing Gulf Shores football. There's a lot of times when 59 heading south is just a parking lot, and once you get to the intersection of 98 and 59, traffic just comes to a crawl.
Yes,
and it stays at a crawl, well, until you get to the ocean.
Yeah.
So we often take 55 down to 65, you know, dog leg across, and then and then head south on 65, and you know, that's what the locals take, but it's starting to jam up too. So what are we looking at doing down there?
So right now, if you're south of 98, I'll take it in a couple of sections. South of 98, the existing part of County Road 65, mm-hmm. we're looking at adding traffic signals to County Road 12 and County Road 26. Those four-way stops back up a lot in the mornings. So those designs are underway. Right-of-way acquisitions nearing completion on both of those projects. Utility companies are already starting to begin moving their utilities or starting to work with us to identify where they need to move their utilities with. So those projects will be coming up in the very near future. Probably within a year, you should see both of those projects underway. And that would add signals that those intersections will help that traffic flow a lot better, because it is, those are two very busy intersections south of 98.
Mm-hmm.
So moving north of 98, we're currently paving a section of 65 from County Road 24 all the way into County Road 28. And that is an existing section of dirt road that we're going to convert into County Road 65. This also will give you another way to get back to that corridor if you're coming in from the Eastern Shore area. So moving forward from there, we're working on right-of-way acquisition to take that all the way to 32, then to 34, and hopefully one day all the way to County Road 48, which is where Walmart's at in Robertsdale. And that gets us all the way to Highway 90, State Route 104. It crosses 32. It crosses 98. So if you're an Eastern Shore resident or somebody who lives on the east side of Baldwin County, you'll be able to get to this County Road 65 corridor and hopefully get to Gulf Shores or get to parts north and not have to rely on the Beach Express or Highway 59, where it does get very congested in the summertime.
Okay, what is the timeline on this? Because this is not something that's going to happen overnight. And
no.
While it is happening, it's going to make a lot of people mad.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's the double-edged sword of roadway construction. When there's a demand, we have to meet that demand.
Mm-hmm.
But in meeting that demand, you are going to inconvenience people during construction because it's a road they depend upon, they utilize, and when you change people's driving habits, they are very protective of their driving habits.
Absolutely.
So we definitely understand and appreciate that. So when we do tackle a project, we do our very best to make sure all of our ducks are lined up. Everything's lined up. We have a tight schedule. But like with any large construction project, typically, the most unknown of unknowns are the utilities, and those tend to be a consistent challenge that we have to overcome on a lot of our projects. There's so many utilities now in Baldwin County, so much infrastructure that's out there. When you call in what we call a line locate, where we have companies that come in, that's their job. Their 811 is the number you call, and they'll locate utilities along these corridors. And so many times something gets missed. And so when we get out there, we have a contractor under construction, you're digging ground, and you find something you didn't know was there.
My internet just went out.
Exactly. Okay. And that's usually what happens, unfortunately, some things like that. But we will address that as quickly as we can, but it does create little hurdles we have to overcome. I've never had a perfect project. I don't ever expect to, but we just do our best to learn from what we've seen in the past and apply that as we're going forward and do better and better for the residents of Baldwin County.
Okay. Do you have any you don't have a projected timeline on the 65?
We have, I can say that the first two projects, the two signals, within the next year, those will be underway. The extension of County Road 65 to County Road 28 is currently under construction. That'll be completed within the next 6 months.
Oh, that fast.
Yeah, that fast. The next phases, we do have some segments we have completed right-of-way acquisition on, and so we may be able to kind of, I don't like to leapfrog, I like to continuous, but we're doing some right-of-way acquisition to get it from 28 to 32, which that would be a major corridor in and among itself, just to go from 32 all the way down to County Road 10.
Certainly.
And so we're hoping within the next couple of years we'll have that corridor completed.
Wow, okay,
yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, I hate to say anything bad about 181, because now that it's done, it's really, really nice.
It is.
But it took a long time for it to go from where it was to under construction to one lane to, you know, one side sort of halfway finished, and they might work on it this year and they might not work on it this year. And there were a lot of jokes about it, if it would be done in our lifetime or our grandchildren's lifetime. But it's finally done. So I like I said, I don't want to hold you to anything, but you think that parts of this will be done in a year, which would be huge, or 6 months?
Well, we know there are certain segments that we're under construction now, that we're our own teams are building the roadways and certain segments. So we've got a lot greater control of the contractor because we are the contractor.
I see.
And
okay.
So we're working right now. If you go from County Road 24 to County Road 28, it's about a 1.5-mile segment that we're currently building. So we have about 6 months to complete that project. The two signals, we have the designs are complete. As soon as right-of-way acquisition is ready to go, County Road 12 will tackle it first, and then County Road 26. We've got to wait. There's some major utility overhead power that has to be relocated. That takes time, and
yes.
We have no control over those bigger companies like that. They do work with us really well, but it's a major undertaking. So that's going to be a little bit beyond that, but it will follow County Road 12's intersection improvements pretty quickly after that. The next couple of phases of extending County Road 65, I do see happening in the next couple of years, because as soon as the right-of-way acquisition's been completed, which can take as much as 6 months to a little bit longer because of the legal process you have to get through sometimes, we'll start working on those as well. Those are little longer segments, 2.5 mile segments, so we'll have to bid those out for a contractor. But we really are excited about that corridor. It's been a real push to connect all of those communities, and then by connecting those communities, being able to touch 32 and 98 and bring in more of the Eastern Shore traffic along these local routes.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, 181 gets pretty busy as
yeah.
well. We know 59, what happens to it in the summertime. And the Beach Express is very successful now that it's connected to I-10. You know, it gets a lot of traffic as well.
Okay. Do you know if there's any plans or anything on the drawing boards about maybe building a bridge over Bonsecour River south of that point on 65, or...
No, we don't have any plans, because the
so much private property.
So much private property
built up there.
Crossing the ICW, I mean, you got to think how long it takes for 59 Bridge to cross, and how much real estate is between
right.
the actual ICW and where the bridge ends. You would be taking out a tremendous amount of homes, and that type of expense right now, there's no budget
there's
for
no
anything
way.
Like
okay.
that.
Okay. So what are some of the other projects that you have going on?
Well, if you're in the Foley area, if you know where Lambert's Cafe and the Chick-fil-A mm-hmm. is, that famous intersection there, extending County Road 20 west from that point, it currently just stops one block west of...
Oh, yes, okay.
We're going to extend that to County Road 65 as well. And so that kind of works hand-in-hand with that 65 corridor, and interconnectivity... between 65 and Foley, and then Alberta and the Beach Express. Again, these corridors serve not only during normal commutes, but also in hurricane evacuation. So we also try to interconnect as many east-west, north-south corridors as we can to really give our residents a lot of options when they've got to share the road with a lot of visitors. If there was an emergency event, we had to get them out of Baldwin County, or get them to parts north at least.
Okay. Okay.
So that's a project we're currently, we're almost done with right-of-way acquisition. We only have a few remaining properties we're negotiating with right now. The design is pretty much done. We're still trying to secure some funding. It's about a $10 million project to push that through. But once we get it through to, we're going to put a red light at Hickory. And then when it touches County Road 65, we're going to put a roundabout at that location.
Okay. Another roundabout.
Another All roundabout.
Right. They're
very
getting,
efficient.
Yeah, and they're getting really – folks are finally getting used to them.
Yes.
I remember when we first started seeing roundabouts on the Eastern Shore, so many people would treat them as a stop sign.
Yes.
And not a yield sign, and wait until the entire circle was clear and then enter the roundabout. And I'm like, oh gosh, no.
the Eastern Shore really has led the implementation of roundabouts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the Eastern Shore community between Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope, that's where they really started in Baldwin County.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few in some of the larger subdivisions throughout the county. I know Cow Farms has had a roundabout for you know 30-40 years, but for a major collector and a major corridor, the Eastern Shore, that County Road 13 stretch really became where the roundabout was tested and actually embraced. We're so glad to see how efficient and how well they're utilized. I love them. I mean,
Now that people have learned to use them, they're wonderful, because you don't have to stop most times. I mean, if you have to stop, you have to stop. But I remember there were some intersections, notably 64 and 13.
Yes,
that were just trying to get across was pack a lunch, because
yeah.
you might be here a while. And now it's like, okay, well, stuff just
yeah.
moves out easily enough. And down at 13 and 32, there were actually a few fatal collisions yes. down there. Fewer deaths is usually better. So
yeah, with the roundabout, even the accidents you could see at a roundabout, mm-hmm. they're fender benders. They're not the T-bone
right.
type collisions, which are so deadly. And when you're talking about types of crashes, having somebody run into your fender, you can walk away from that any day.
Mm-hmm.
But when you run a stop sign and somebody T-bones you or you T-bone somebody else, that's a serious
yeah.
serious crash, which leads to some serious injuries.
So, okay. What are some of your other things? You've got a lot here, 24 to 28, extending 28 to 32. We talked about that a moment ago. Mm-hmm. I'm just reading your
yeah.
Greeno Road drainage improvements.
So we've got throughout the county right now, we have about 20 locations that we're doing drainage improvements at, about $10 million worth of drainage improvements. A couple of those on the Eastern Shore, I wanted to bring those up for you listeners.
Okay.
One of them is Greeno Road, and that's at the intersection of Scenic 98 and Highway 98, where Greeno Road ties into Scenic 98. If you go south of that intersection, it becomes County Road 11 and Greeno Road South, technically. That whole intersection has gone underwater in what I'll call hurricane-level rain events.
Okay.
And so from that intersection south, will not affect the intersection itself, but from that intersection south, we're going to install a major drainage outfall to help keep water off the roads in major rain events. And so that'll take it out due south. We're about to go to bid on that project. We've got the funding secured, the right-of-ways acquired, design's complete. So that'll advertise any day now. And so we'll get started on that one in the very near future. Another one is Main Street drainage improvements. There is a location at Main Street and Forest Park Drive intersection where we have a very old drainage pipes in that location that are in need of replacement.
Okay.
So we're going to have to replace those in the very near future. And so actually met with one of the homeowners yesterday on that project, and they signed the final drainage easement we were looking for. So we'll be able to move forward with that project in the very near future. That's one we'll definitely... We'll see a lot of information go out in advance of that because it will require some detouring, some partial closures of Main Street while we lay the pipe. But we'll try to keep those to a minimum. But there's no way around that type of impact when you got to replace a stormwater pipe that goes under a roadway.
Sure, sure. That's, yeah.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was recently done over by the Pensacola Bridge behind the Walmart in Fairhope, is that 49 right by Langford Road?
Oh yes, that was a drainage improvement project.
Okay, yeah. So something similar is what you'll be doing there.
Yes, whenever there's a major rain event, we have access through what we call emergency repair funding. If we see there's drainage systems over time because of how much rain we get in Baldwin County,
mm-hmm.
that are in need of replacement, and we can identify those, we're able to draw down on federal funds that allows us to go through and replace drainage failures or drainage that are close to failing or need to be upsized, anything like that qualifies.
Okay.
So when we have a hurricane, it's easy to identify those locations. But after a hurricane, I'll give Ivan as an example in Katrina. I believe the county at that time replaced north of 50 drainage crossings through this program. So that's how we can fund a lot of these drainage projects, but 20 projects throughout the county. And we've got three more batches we're about to go out for bid on, probably another 20 or so added to that list. So it's a lot that we do throughout the course of a year. We've got a out for bid right now. We have a brand new boat launch on the Bonsecours River
okay.
along County Road 6. That's something we're very excited about. We're going to have two ramps out there. We're going to have a kayak launch, fishing and staging piers, picnic gazebos, restroom facilities, a walking trail, and we'll have parking for both boats and trailers, as well as people who just want to come and enjoy the park. So that's out for bid. We'll bid that and get started. We should get started in June on that project. And we found that was a Go Mesa funding project. So that's using the oil and gas funds that come in from the impacts they have on the Gulf of Mexico. And that's trying to turn that back around into something positive and and providing people access to the water. A lot of people don't have access. Obviously, most people don't have personal access to the water. So, you know, that's one of the things the commission is very committed to, is trying to provide as much access for the general population to water. We just completed a fantastic boat launch on the ICW a few years ago, close to the toll bridge in Orange Beach. And now this is another opportunity to take advantage of our beautiful waterways that we have in Baldwin County that we're trying to provide to the general population. And as with all of our boat launches, there's no launch fee.
Okay, that's a wonderful thing, too. Anytime you put your boat in for free, that's good.
So we have just general maintenance projects we have going on right now. We have about 34 miles of resurfacing projects this year. I have about 8 miles of dirt roads that will be paved. And again, we do that every year. You know, that's just keeping up with what we have and then also trying to plan for the future.
Yeah, that's something that I've noticed here since moving here. But now that I live in Silver Hill, I've seen more dirt roads than I was surprised to find so many roads that are still dirt roads. And some of those I thought, oh, these are just private drives, but they're actually county roads that need to be paved. That's
right. And we
that's something you don't see every in the modern day. When I was growing up, saw it all the time.
Yeah, right. Well, it's we still have a lot of rural areas of Baldwin County, especially when you get north of I-10 and I-65. A lot of dirt roads in those areas, and predominantly from a mileage standpoint, that's where most of our dirt roads are at. But there are a lot in south and central Baldwin County as well. We have 2,000 miles of paved road in Baldwin County and about 200 miles of either gravel or dirt roads.
Okay.
So every year we're whittling down on that 200 miles. So we have, like I said, we're gonna pave 8 miles of dirt road this year coming up. So that takes, it's maybe 5%. So we can do that, keep doing it, and eventually we'll get all of them.
Okay.
But a dirt road is a little bit different. A lot of times dirt roads do not have the same rights of way that a paved road does. So when we do a dirt road, it's not as simple as coming in and just paving it. We have to go through, and when you add pavement, you have to add drainage. So we have to widen out the roadway widths. And so when doing that, we have to acquire right-of-way. We have to negotiate with the property owners, with the homeowners. Sometimes they're excited. Sometimes they don't. They like it just the way it is. And so we try to be very cognizant of that and empathetic to, you know, the changes that are rapidly occurring across Baldwin County. So, but we do like to do as many of those as we can. We focus on the ones that are close to water bodies and try to address those sooner than later, and then work our way throughout the county and get the rest of the dirt roads over time.
Okay. And you mentioned above I-10 a few minutes ago. What about the connection to I-10 and I-65?
Baldwin Beach Express?
Baldwin Beach Express, thank you.
We have a corridor that we have identified for that project. The commission is definitely in support of eventually constructing that project, but this 25 miles of brand-new roadway, a boulevard-type major arterial construction, so it's incredibly expensive, and we just don't have the funding to move that forward yet. So that's something we'll continue to work towards. That is a goal, but with ALDOT being a partner now on the remaining Beach Express, they've taken over all of the Beach Express from I-10 all the way up to the toll bridge. So that's now a state highway. So hopefully there's opportunities in the future with multiple partners, then we can start looking at how we can make that a reality.
Okay. And again, that's one of those projects that's done at the state level rather than at the county level, because it's just so big.
It's hundreds of millions of dollars. We're not talking tens. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, possibly as much as a half a billion. So it's a major project. When you're building 25 miles of road, you're building a lot of bridges, you're acquiring a lot of right-of-way, you're having to put in all the drainage, and you're having to remove timber. It's sometimes, depending on projects of that size, that's where you have substantial right-of-way costs as well. You know, so it is a major undertaking of anything of that scale. And I don't know that there's been a project of that scale taken on at one time in Baldwin County ever. And so it would be something that would take multiple partners throughout the federal level, state level, local level. So it's going to take a lot of work, but it's something that's still on our radar. We still want to see it happen, but we just got to have the money to
That's a big chunk there. Okay, and before, while I've still got you, I just wanted to touch once more. We talked about it at the beginning of the interview, but I just want to retouch on it. The widening of County Road 64 mm-hmm. in Daphne Avenue. Tell us again what you're going to be doing.
So from where Fresh River crosses County Road 64, which is about 2 miles east of 181 up to 181, there's a couple of intersections in there too we're evaluating right now. So right now we're trying to acquire right of way. We're starting design, and as we go through there, we want to three lane that roadway.
Okay.
We've got a couple of schools in the area, so we want to add additional turn lanes at those locations. Obviously, there's going to be County Road 54 and Rigsby Road. We have to evaluate for signal improvements or intersection improvements at those locations. It's really going to depend on the volume of traffic that come into at those intersections. So there's a lot of work underway on that project. So I'm hoping we can get started on that one in a couple of years. There's a lot of work to be done on that one to get it ready to go to bid. A lot of utility work as well. So.
Okay. Any plans for 104?
104 is a state highway, so
okay.
That would have to be the Department of Transportation.
Okay.
But if there are plans, if they do plans, they have done a lot better job. They've got a really good public information officer now, and he's done a really good job of keeping us in the loop when they do have plans. So we can try to get the message out. They do a lot better job with messaging as well. So very glad to see that. But James Gordon, who used to work for NBC 15, is their public information officer.
Okay. Because I would kind of like to see 104 go down to just a one lane road, because I live on 104 and I want no traffic going across. Maybe they just close it except for local traffic only. That would be ideal, but no. As we grow more and more people mm-hmm. discover the paradise that is Baldwin County, we're unfortunately going to have more people, more roads.
We are not a hidden treasure anymore. We're a well-known treasure in Baldwin County. It's a beautiful county. I've lived my entire life in Baldwin County. I grew up in Somerdale. I went to school at Foley. Married my high school sweetheart. My entire engineering career has been in Baldwin County, and I would never want to go anywhere else, and I understand why people want to come here.
Absolutely. Yeah, my dad grew up here, then moved to Birmingham, and then when he retired, he moved back here. We followed him, and we're not going anywhere ever again. So
we just got a few more neighbors than I had when I was growing up.
Yeah. Okay. Mark Ackerman. Tell us your title again, because
well,
it's too long for me.
Well, I'm Assistant County Engineer with the Baldwin County Highway Department.
Baldwin County, okay. Assistant County Engineer, the Baldwin County Highway Department. Thanks. So this has been really informative. We appreciate you coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, and we were talking earlier, a big Beatles fan,
a huge Beatles fan.
Okay.
So my family, we love the classic stuff, so we love your channel.
Okay, great. Well, we talked earlier, and one of your favorite songs was Day in the Life.
Day in the Life.
So here you go for Mr. Mark Ackerman. Here's A Day in the Life on 1480 WABF.